I highly recommend playing with lying down for meditation, especially if you've never tried that before. And in whatever position you feel good to try for today, for this half hour. Maybe there could be the feeling of lying down and also laying down both gifts and burdens. Just laying down everything in this moment. Not trying to hold it all together. Not trying to catch up with anything. Feeling for a good enough alignment in the body. And if you're lying on your back, I recommend for most people, it's helpful to have some kind of cushions under your knees so that the knees are higher than your hips. So there's a slight bend in the hips. And for many people, also having cushions under your feet as well, under the heels, if you're lying on your back, so that your feet and knees are a little higher than your hips. But in whatever position you feel for today, whatever position you give yourself. Feeling for an alignment that gives you the chance to do a little less. A little less holding. A little more confluence of forces, of gravity and lift, of forward and back, of left and right, of down and up, in and out. Where you might feel the breath a little more smooth. Where you might feel a little more easy letting go of the gifts, the chaos, what's heavy, what's full, what's empty of the day. As if we could just lay all those packages and notes and lists, what to do, what not to do, just all around you on the ground. And here you are. Here's your body, here's gravity, here's contact with the ground. Here's contact with air. On your skin, on the outside, and also inside your body, contact with air. And how would it be to invite more of a 360 degree sense of your body? Feeling more alive in your back, perhaps. We could give a few minutes just to letting the back be alive, breathing. Just to keep allowing the back to be felt, to be alive, to be a little wider, longer, a little more full of aliveness. Softness. When you encounter an idea about your back, just recognizing that that's an idea. That's in the stream of experience that has to do with thinking and image, information, memory. And meanwhile, there's this whole other stream of experience that's direct sensation. Presence. Very alive and also ungraspable. The sensations are as they are just now. And like a sound, perfectly itself, and in the instant here and gone. Feeling the movements of breathing, the waves in the back. Expanding and gathering. Pressing and releasing into the ground if you're lying on your back. Even a little bit of sensations that we can feel just now, we can be really happy. With feeling even a few sensations directly. Just the way birds may be really happy to glean what's left over in a field after someone has worked and raised a crop and harvested. There's still plenty left behind for the birds. so we don't have to work so hard to try to make sensations happen and be felt and confirmed with a stamp of approval. Just what's left, what's possible to feel as it comes by. Just feeling the breath in your back. If you wish, in the whole back of your body, or if you prefer, then just the back, shoulders to hips to sitting bones. Nothing exciting, and yet staying, finding a thread of continuity. Of receptivity to here and there, warmth, coolness, heaviness, lightness. Texture, density, movement. Presence. Allowing intimacy to start to come about, because there's nothing much happening and we're staying anyway. The way we would maybe love to hang out with a beloved place, person, animal. And just breathe together. And here it's more in our inner landscape, our own back, like a beloved landscape, person, creature. Enjoying receiving 100% because there's nothing to get. Because there's nothing of excitement happening, just back and breath, here and now, happening by itself. Nothing to get. So we can stay within. The intimacy of now. The gentleness and intensity of the direct sensations. Sometimes it can start to feel as if our back opens to what's behind us, whether it's the ground or air or a wall or chair. As if we're in a bigger space. A bigger space in which aliveness and sensations are happening by itself. If it's helpful, we can also include with feeling our back a sense of the out-breath going long and down into our legs. Trying less. Playing with an edge of how little effort might be needed to feel breathing in your back, and maybe as if the out-breath goes down into your legs. How would it be to feel or imagine as if you're within a sphere of clarity or love? Or as if you're lying on a big, soft, loving hand? Resting into now and here. As if into a beloved place or person. As if you are being welcomed as you are. In every way, every particle of you, every corner of your being, welcome as you are. And the breathing back. What if you are welcomed in your life? Welcomed in the aliveness of what is. Truly welcome as you are. not welcome because of something that you've done right, not because of being nice or together. Just welcome. Aliveness in aliveness. The sensations of the breathing back, the aliveness of sensations felt in the aliveness of awareness. And what if you are so welcomed as you are that you can also welcome your mind state, whatever state of mind is happening? No problem. Perhaps even lightly feeling what is the state of mind, the mood, the amount of energy, the shape and texture. Of joy or peace or agitation or hurry, embarrassment, worry, whatever there may be. Lightly and gently allowing the mind state to be felt in welcome. And then again, the back breathing, the welcome of your ground. Perhaps the way the body very, very simply welcomes the breath. And welcomes the out-breath. The way awareness could be said to welcome sensations. Nothing in the way. No problem, no hurry. Nothing to fix. Nothing we need to fix first, and then we can be alive. We can be here, but just here we are. Welcome. So welcome. A wide, already awareness receives sensations. And if there is a lot of energy in the mind, in some mind state, that feels hard to accommodate gently, sometimes feeling our feet for a while can be surprisingly helpful, and then receiving that in body sensations. How is it, that mind state? Just for a few moments at first, and then maybe back to your feet or the wide, alive, soft back breathing. Sometimes remembering that we've all felt that mind state at some time, whether it's fear or worry, tightness, confusion, doubt, embarrassment, shame. We've all been there. We've all felt it. It's part of our human situation. And none of us made that up. None of us goes through life without feeling it. And playing with feeling the feet and or the back, one or the other end or both. And for a few moments at a time, just feeling the sensations in the body of if there's a difficult mind state sometimes. Where do you feel the heaviness or the acceleration or the heat or the cold? Just as simple sensations that are totally allowed, inescapable, not your fault, and also in their own way full of aliveness. If we can let the sensations, the shape of the difficult mind state, if and when it comes, if and when we feel curious, calm enough to feel curious, what does it feel like in sensations? That fear or insecurity, for example. And then lying it as if on a sea of kindness, of already awareness, of life. And gradually ourselves feeling more and more one with the sea of kindness, just receiving the sensations of the difficult mind state for a few moments, or if it feels possible and maybe even in some way interesting or fun, just to receive that mind state that's challenging in a sea of kindness, clarity, already here-ness, not our fault-ness. Leaving aside even the name of it after a while. And then coming back maybe to ground, to back, to feet, to a longer out-breath. And with the last wave of breath through your back for our session together today, maybe a wish for kindness in our world, including your inner world, every corner of your mind, heart, and being, your body, your home, your neighborhood, your people, near and far. Creatures with eyes, without eyes, all things, may there be kindness, a softening of fear into really being here as we would love to be finally, giving everything to a momentum towards awakening to what is for the benefit of all. And letting a kindness in the gaze pass through. Thank you so much. May you be well.